What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where your three favorite scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. Except today, we're sitting at home because it just snowed, what, like a foot and a half? I didn't get to go outside today. Kind of because I was just lazy, but that's fine. We're talking about adventures in the wilderness. Today, we're doing a camping Would You Rather. It should be fun, pretty chill. We're doing four episodes in 4 weeks of December. This episode is released on the 20th, and then we have another one on the 27th. But before we get started, as usual, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Trails Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe or follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts, whether that be Spotify or Apple, or Breaker or Anchor, or just on the internet, wherever. It would really help us out. And yeah. Okay. Should we just get started? What are you guys feeling?
No, I think we should probably take a long, long break.
Yeah, that was a stupid
And then
question.
Get into
Let's go
it.
Take a nap.
Yeah, so see everyone in next 2021, right?
2021, yeah.
Yeah.
See you next year.
Hibernation.
Okay, here we go. Speed round, would you rather? First question.
42.
Tent or an RV?
Tent, I guess, go. Yeah.
Tent.
RV.
I'm going
glamping, baby.
Oh God! Would you rather go glamping or backpacking? Backpacking all the way.
Backpacking.
AJ's gonna say glamping.
I'll go backpacking.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. All right.
Peer pressure.
Would you rather go fishing or hiking?
Hiking. I'm not a huge fisherman.
I don't know. I mean, fishing's kind of chill, hiking. Though.
Fishing is chill, but.
I know, hiking's pretty cool, though, but I think I'm going to go with fishing on this answer, though.
Fishing? Okay. All right. Let's see. Camping in the spring or the fall?
Spring.
Fall.
Spring. I'm saying fall. All right. So then summer or winter?
Winter.
Winter. AJ?
Warmer.
Okay, warmer. That's just stupid. Yeah,
that's a summer like and together.
I'm saying winter. All right, so then the tiebreaker, fall or winter?
Fall or winter?
Winter.
I'm saying winter. I think winter wins it all.
Oh, yeah.
I think spring wins it all for me. But, yeah,
I think winter camping is, like, unmatched.
Yeah, it's pretty all good right. As long as you're prepared for it. I mean, if you're not,
it's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
You either have a good time or a bad time.
I like winter camping in like Arizona.
I've never been camping outside of like Massachusetts.
Yeah,
I like winter. The Northeast region.
Would you rather have power off on? Or would you rather have power or off the grid when it comes to camping?
Off the grid.
Off the grid.
Well,
no power.
Off the grid, you can use like solar panels. So.
Yeah. Off the grid kind of forces you to, you know, work with what
Get
you
creative.
Have or improvise. Yeah. Friends or family? Would you rather go camping with your friends or family?
Myself.
Friends.
You're a lone camper.
Actually kind of want to do that. That'd be like really, I'd be really paranoid, but I think it'd be a fun experience.
Can we get AJ some friends so that he doesn't need to be alone?
I mean, I don't have many friends either, so.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are, but I need some friends.
I need to go camping with people. I can't go alone. I'd be super paranoid, and it's just like be bored. It's not even camping then. It's just like living in the woods.
You get a dog, and then you go camping.
That's different.
But like if you go in the morning, and you have to build a shelter that you're going to sleep in, you're going to be
busy all
day.
Where's the cute girl, you know?
Well, yeah, you don't have a chance with that at DT.
Oh, sure. Thank you. All right. Would you rather kayak or canoe? I think I already know the answer to all these. Kayak or canoe? What is
kayak,
it?
Kayak, baby.
Kayak?
Kayak.
Kayak. Yeah, I'm kayaking. No way I'm canoeing.
Not after
would
that
you rather...
incident.
Would you rather go camping for 2 weeks or 2 nights?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, definitely.
Two weeks. 2 nights is like not enough time.
That's what we do when we go on our weekend camping trips.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather? Okay, so you can only bring one of these: bug spray or sunscreen.
I don't use any of them.
Me neither. Me neither.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of just steal someone else's bug spray and I'm done. And use it once and then forget about it.
Yeah, I'm brown, so I don't really sunburn. I've never had to worry about sunburning.
Lucky you.
Literally, the only time I've sunburned was when I went to Hawaii, and it was like just a little bit on my nose.
Yeah. At least I don't really think I burn too much. I usually burn once and then I go tan.
But I don't know. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Fried chicken.
deep fried turkey. If we're going there. I'd go. You gotta have one of each, right? They complement each other too well.
Would you rather bring your best friend camping for 1 week or four friends for one night?
Four friends for one night.
Yeah, I don't have four friends, so it's
gotta spread the love.
Honestly, I feel like one friend for 1 week would kind of be pretty fun. Like, if you choose the right friend, you guys are just having a blast.
And DJ, you were not Jambo when you had your bunk mate. You didn't even see them all day. But towards the end, like me and Lil Ben, we were getting feisty.
What?
Well, no, not that way. No. Like, yeah, we were just getting in fights like over the territory in our tent.
Right.
It got pretty chippy.
Understandable.
Also because he could fit in his duffel bag. with the stuff that he brought, like he probably brought like one piece of clothing like for the entire trip.
Let's see.
I think we should go on the next one.
Oh yeah, I mean we just looked up camping would you rather's. So
yeah, they're not using my questions.
Right, we'll get to those. Hold on. All right, let's go to those original questions. Okay, latrines or dig a hole? Oh, did you already say a question? We're talking about
MREs or no meal plan.
MREs or no meal plan.
No meal plan.
Honestly, MREs are kind of good though. If you get lucky, you could get like the chicken tacos or like the lasagna. Stuff slaps.
No, I'm going no meal plan because when that actually happened to us, our leader just got us food and it was actually not bad.
No, yeah, the leaders had like roast beef and we were having like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, we still had food at least.
Yeah, but it was still like disgusting.
With the MREs, you got to win the lottery and get a good one.
Well, yeah, but like you can also like buy certain ones.
True.
So, I'm going with MREs on that. I remember the one trip I remember with no meal plan. It was the Highland Games. Nick Bialzik and I, we woke up at 5:30 in the morning to cook frozen waffles with an LED light. Yes, we know it's just a joke. You can't cook with LED lights because they don't give off any heat. But Nick and I, we literally just took a box of frozen waffles and stuck it up to an LED light and sat there. And then
I would have just eaten them frozen. I don't know why you put so much work.
We had to like thaw them out for 30 minutes before we could put them on the propane stoves. It was so annoying.
You should just got MREs. That's why you should just got MREs.
All right, latrines or dig a hole.
Pop-Tarts in them, you know. Most MREs have Pop-Tarts in them.
Or they get candy. But let's go to our next question. Latrines or dig a hole? Which one are you doing?
It depends.
I'm gonna say latrines typically, no matter
if it's
what.
If it's at Resolute, I'm gonna dig a hole.
Fair.
If it's somewhere else, I'll use the latrines.
I just kind of suck it up, use the latrine. I don't want to have like digging a hole to take a shiz is like take a shit, like I don't really, it's too much work to relieve myself.
I'm just gonna do no opinion on this question. I can go either way, although I haven't actually dug a hole for that situation.
Yeah, I've never had to dig a hole.
Are you serious? You've never dug a hole?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys haven't learned.
We just wait until we get home.
Nah, I build myself a toilet out of sticks. like a fully functioning toilet with plumbing and everything, just out of sticks.
All right, next question.
All right, next question. Would you rather make a shelter to sleep in, or bring a tent?
Bring a tent.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to making a shelter, but you're just exposed, you know?
I mean,
if I have like a whole day to make it a shelter, I'd rather make a shelter, you know, just,
I think in warm weather, that's fine.
I built that.
In warm weather, I'm okay with it, but
just build a fire next to you.
Bring a sleeping bag. Yeah, but I like don't want to roll. I'm going to like roll into the fire. In the middle of the night, I'm going to roll into the fire.
Well, that's your issue.
Well, yeah, it is. So that's why I'm going to bring a tent.
But you can't have a fire near a tent.
Exactly. That's the problem. All right. Hot weather. We already kind of did hot and cold weather camping. Snow or rain? What would you rather have on a camping trip, snow or rain?
Snow.
Yeah, I'd go snow because you don't get as wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might not even get wet. Actually, like your boots might get wet.
It can actually act as an insulator too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Water or bug juice?
Water.
For hydration.
Water. For hydrational purposes, bug juice.
What? Do you find Kool-Aid?
To get those electrolytes.
Right, because Kool-Aid's made with electrolytes.
For dehydration purposes, water.
You packing light or packing heavy?
Light.
Like, packing, like, absolutely nothing or, like, being prepared for everything?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, I just do bare necessities, and then, like, if I come across, like, an obstacle, I'm just like, whatever. I just live with it.
I bring everything. Why do you think I got that massive Jambo bag?
True.
He brings his mom. He brings everybody.
I bring the whole kitchen.
And the sink. Don't forget the sink. Isn't that what's the saying? It's like everything in the kitchen sink or something.
Whatever.
Have you never heard that? It's like he just packed everything and the kitchen sink.
First time hearing it.
If I brought everything, I'd bring a toilet. Just like bring a porcelain toilet to every place we go and just leave.
Listeners, if you've heard what I'm talking about, please let me know because I feel like I'm going insane. Which I don't put below me because I'm probably going insane.
He does too much Kumon teaching.
Go injured or get injured on a trip?
I'd rather go injured.
I don't know. I think getting injured on a trip's more dramatic.
I have the most experience with injuries. Not on a trip and on a trip.
The only injury I think I've had on a trip is when Jordan Kotov kicked me in the balls at Algonquin Cabin so hard.
I mean, you probably deserve it. So.
It was just out of the blue. I was just standing there, like, unpacking my bag. He comes up to me, rails me in the balls. That is right after he broke Justin O'Brien's arm. It was all
he's going
stage.
On a rampage.
He was just... Yeah, kill streak too. Justin had to leave the trip early so that he could go to the hospital.
He had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, he was at the hospital, and then I felt like I needed to go to like a whatever doctor takes care of that stuff after that kick. But I don't think it's not a gynecologist because that's so, like, for the other stuff.
Question. Answer the question. Go injured or get injured.
I would say. I'd rather go injured because you kind of already know what your limitations are, and if it's like so severe, you don't have to like
Plus,
leave.
If you
the
get
trip.
Injured on a trip, it could get like infected really fast. So,
depends on the injury. Like if you get shot, like mm-hmm. yeah, it could get
all right. Hiking.
AJ speaking from personal experience, of course.
AJ got shot on a camping trip. Yeah. All right, let's do this hiking themed game. Would you rather? Shout out to Adventure Inspired for their website. Would you rather hike less than 5 miles with over 2,000 feet of elevation or 10 miles with no elevation?
The first one, the 5 miles with 2,000 feet.
2,000 feet of elevation is like less than half a mile.
Okay.
Of elevation.
So I'm doing less. It's like doing one of those high intensity workouts, right? It's shorter and it's quicker, but you still burn more calories.
Yeah, I think I would go with the shorter hike too, because, I mean, if you're going up, there's probably something to see at the top. Right.
True.
10 miles of no elevation gain is just like walking in the street for 10 miles.
Yeah.
They get boring.
But if you're working, you know, stepping over some rocks, seeing something new at each height, that's kind of worth it. All right. Andrew, what about you?
I'd probably go with elevation gain as well. Because as you said, you could probably see something interesting at the top of that.
Y'all are all copiers. Yeah.
No originality here, guys. No.
Can't have an original thought. Especially Andrew.
Yeah, all right, I'm incapable.
Riding off the coattails of my success.
Would you rather encounter a bear at a safe distance or a bull moose at a questionable distance?
Bear at a safe distance, because bears are cool.
Yeah.
Bears are cool.
Bull moose.
I don't know what a bull moose is. Exactly.
Actually, like, it's just,
is it
like
just a normal moose?
I think it's like a, male moose. You know, if you got like a bull is a male and like,
yeah, because moose,
a cow is a female.
Are not very friendly creatures.
Yeah, and okay.
Yeah, but like questionable. But you get up and close. You get to actually see the animal with like a safe distance with a bear. Like you can barely see that thing.
I don't know. No. Probably a question.
I think yeah. I think safe distance with a bear, only because, like, mooses, it's just mooses, plural, right?
Yes, it's just
a moose. Bull moose at a questionable distance, whatever, is, they're, like, big, and they're strong, and they're fast, and I'd rather...
I can juke them.
Who would win? A crippled AJ in a fight?
In my, like, in this scenario, can I have a gun with me?
Oh my God. Bring a gun when you went camping? I didn't think so.
Well, if you're out in like the Alaskan wilderness, like maybe you bring a gun to protect yourself.
Okay. No, I'm going bear.
Like a safe distance with a bear can turn into a dangerous distance very quickly.
I don't know. Bears are pretty chill.
No, it depends on the type of bear. You know, you got to act dead or... All right, let's see.
Would you rather... Bears are pretty chill.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Would you rather have to slow your pace for your hiking buddies or work harder to keep up? Well, that's a good question. I'm usually the guy up front, so...
I would slow down. It would annoy me, but I don't want to be the person that's keeping my buddies, like, from going
quicker. Well, okay, so assuming that everyone else is faster than you...
Yeah, but, like, they would have to slow... I wouldn't want to, like, keep them from going too fast. Like, they'd have to slow down for me. I wouldn't want to, like, bring them down. So I would rather, like, sacrifice a little bit of time for somebody
personally
else.
I would just work hard to keep up with the rest of the group. You know, get like, a little bit of a workout in with the hike. But I understand, like, you know, slowing down when you're hiking, you got to show leadership. You got to go as fast as the slowest man on your team. So,
something a DT has never shown.
Like, seriously, like the leaders are 10 miles back.
Hey,
leadership on a hike.
Go back to our leadership episode and hear them talk about how great of a leader I am.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk to me about leadership on a hike. The last hike we did, I had run 3 miles right before it.
A DT put something in our drinks before that episode.
Uh-huh,
so,
right.
It's all lies.
Except we were in quarantine. So, you guys do the math. Okay. Would you rather have to deal with...
He put COVID in our drinks.
Would you rather have to deal with a downpour or extreme wind on a hike?
I feel like downpour would be kind of like cool to hear, but suck to walk in. Extreme wind would be just really inconvenient. Really inconvenient. Because like the wind would make everything hard to hear. But it probably won't hinder you walking that much.
With wind, it's like... Sometimes it's hard to hear people talking, so it might not be safe for communication and everything. And, like, once you get wet, like, the rain doesn't bother you.
Right. So I would go with downpour, plus walking against wind is not easy, especially if it's an uphill hike. So, yeah, I'm going downpour.
Well, it didn't say what hike it was.
Just assuming.
Like, if I was hiking, like, up Mount Everest, I would not want extreme wind. Like, then you're just blown off the cliff.
All right, last few. Would you rather forget to pack snacks or forget to pack your camera?
Does my phone count as a camera?
I guess
for this question, yes. Assuming you have no ability to take pictures or just no food.
Well, it's snacks. I would say
no.
I would
just
Rather forget snacks.
No, all right, consider it this way. Food or ability to take pictures? Which one are you forgetting?
I'd probably...
If I can, like, gather food on the trip. Because I don't want to go starving. Obviously, I'd take the food. But, like, I would like to have my phone with me for communication purposes. Yeah.
I think I'd rather forget the camera. But, like, hey... If I've got one of Pursuit Retro's bags, dude, I would never forget my camera. They've got space for three cameras. I could forget one camera and I'd still be fine. So, Pursuit Retro.
Would you rather cross water by hopping on a rock to another rock, then to the shore? Or balancing on a log?
I would go with rock to rock hopping. I feel like that's a lot safer than a log. Because you could, like, kind of slip off. With my own personal skills, I think I rock to rock.
I feel like Andrew would be safer with log. Just because you're big.
No, the log would break. Well, the log would break.
I'm 100% rock to rock. I'm super good crossing rock to rock. I've done a lot of rock to rock crossing, and I prefer to stay away from logs just because I don't trust them.
Not after that.
Yeah, I would say log. I would say rock to rock.
Wow, real original, you know, AJ. Real original.
Even if you get a little wet, like, I'd rather that than like the logs, which aren't predictable at all.
Right. Yeah.
Unless it's like a bunch of logs, just like in a dam.
Then yeah, maybe I'm okay. If I were to like. If crossing rock to rock guaranteed that I got wet by just a few splashes, I'm okay with that rather than like the 50-50 chance of me just getting soaked with all my gear because of a log. All right, last question from this website. Once again, shout out to adventureinspired.com. Would you rather reach an alpine lake or a scenic vista at the end of your hike? Like,
what's a viewpoint? Vista?
Oh. Like a beautiful landscape view, or just like a nice lake?
I'm a big fan of water, so I might go with the alpine lake, you know, hop in for a swim or something like that. And I don't know, alpine lakes are pretty good to look at too, so that's my opinion.
I don't know. If I'm
hiking with my Pursuit Retro backpack, I'm going to the alpine lake for those amazing shots. All right, you know, the water reflection and everything. But if I don't have my Pursuit Retro bag, I'm still going to the
Alpine. This Pursuit Retro bag seems pretty cool. AJ, you want to tell us how to get one?
No, I think Andrew's better at it.
Yeah, I got my Pursuit Retro bag, yeah. Did you not know?
No, tell me about it.
Bro. I got the – not the –
Did you not hear the legend of Andrew's Pursuit Retro backpack?
Get all cheesy. No.
So I went to the Pursuit Retro website.
On a dark,
website.
Stormy night 300 years ago.
PursuitRetro.com.
Yep. I used the promo code TrailsPodcast.
For 10% off.
10% off. Save me $10, I think. Yeah. Like, and then I ordered it. And it showed up at my house. And I was like, this is pretty cool.
Nice.
I haven't got it
so
yet.
So you guys should go check out PursuitRetro.com, and you guys could get 10% off your full order with code TRAILSPODCAST.
Andrew, that inspirational story, I think I can run through a brick wall now.
I think AJ can make that a bit more spicy. All right.
AJ's going to go run into a brick wall. I'm going to go talk to you about Anchor. We'll see you in like 30 seconds or less.
Andrew goes, nothing grows.
Welcome back. Today we're not doing the where Andrew goes, nothing grows segment. Today we'll be doing continuing the Would You Rather segment. This one, today's questions will be on survival, right? Extreme survival. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay, so our first question here. I think Aditya should take it.
Go. All right. This is a BuzzFeed quiz. We're just having a fun time, you know, bringing some fun would you rathers. By the way, AJ did run into a wall, as we said in the previous section, and that's why he's currently in bed with a broken foot.
You're just gonna turn my broken leg into a joke, Aditya? It's not funny.
But
how would you like to be in a bed?
Jesus, I thought you were just gonna go with me. Like, I was really hoping you would just go with me on that. You get some pity points.
People take walking with two legs perfectly fine for granted.
Yeah, so did you until you broke your leg.
Yeah, and now I don't take it for granted.
Idiot. Okay. All right. According to BuzzFeed, temperatures in Patagonia can easily drop to freezing. Would you rather lose a toe to frostbite or slip through the cracks of a frozen over lake?
Neither of those options sound good.
Well, that's why this is like
lose a foot.
BuzzFeed getting on negative.
Not lose a foot, lose a toe.
I'd rather lose a toe.
But I mean, either option, you could like you're losing something. I mean,
no, because if you slip through the crack, you could lose your life, and that doesn't seem very good to me. So I'd lose a toe.
You could definitely lose your life slipping through the cracks of a frozen over lake. Also, if they pull you out and you're still alive, the fact that you're cold and wet could continue to be bad. So I think I'm okay with losing a toe.
You could also break the record for like the longest dead person to come alive. I think that's like a record, a Guinness World Record.
Yeah,
some guy fell
like longest time to have your heart stop.
And he's like pronounced dead, but then he like came back.
I don't know. I think I would say, all right, you got to choose one. What are you choosing?
Frostbite.
Frostbite. Andrew?
I'm kind of want to do the slip through the cracks because at least, I mean, losing a toe is a pretty
I think
big
you
deal.
Could. I think I you know, could I'd, do that, yeah.
Because I think if you get wet and all that, I mean, there's a chance you can still survive
wet?
With all your limbs.
Well,
cold.
You have a lot more, Andrew, you have a lot more body, like, mass.
Yeah.
So
your toe can always grow back, Andrew.
Of course, toes can grow back.
I think
depending
I'm okay
on how many
with
stem cells you have.
All right, here we go. Would you rather have hardly any food for 4 weeks or spend 4 months without any form of human companionship?
Oh, this is an easy one for me.
What are you saying, Andrew?
Spend 4 months with hardly any human companionship. That's what I do anyway. So.
That's like all of quarantine.
Yeah. Well, do we consider anime human companionship for Andrew?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I would probably do the 4 months too, right? Because it's just human companionships. You could have like a dog.
I would probably go with the food.
I would get a pet turtle, and you know, we'd be chilling for 4 months.
I would say hardly any food for 4 weeks because it doesn't say no food. It just says hardly any food. So you got to learn to ration and control yourself. And 4 weeks, it seems long, but I can survive. And I probably won't be able to survive alone for 4 months.
Hey, that means you don't have to go to school for 4 months.
I don't know.
Unless you're
just really thinking
school.
About this one.
Forest school. That's what forest it's called. School. Like not homeschool?
Dude, what if the three of us started a school called Forest School?
What would we teach?
Just nothing. Camping and wilderness tips and survival. I don't know. All right. There's always going to be some sort of mild inconvenience during your adventure. Would you rather have damp socks the whole time or have no toilet paper?
No toilet paper.
Yeah, no toilet paper.
God. Using leaves, I've done it. It's not fun, but
it gets the job done.
Yeah.
I would just hold it.
Like, don't think that's the question, but okay.
No toilet paper, no problem. I just won't go.
Yeah, but I'll, damn go, socks? I'll go with no toilet paper as well. I can't go a day with wet socks.
Okay. Would you rather climb to the highest mountain peak in Patagonia with many near-death experiences or fall off a cliff once and break your leg?
To climb the highest mountain peak.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's near death. It's not death.
Exactly. And I know from breaking a leg that it's not fun.
break your femur. It'd be fun, guys.
I mean, I know the question doesn't say it, but I feel like falling off a cliff means a lot more than just breaking a leg.
You got that trauma.
I mean, you're going to get trauma from, like, all the near death experiences. Like,
no, should I?
Yeah, we can see what our results are.
What our results are? All right, so I'm saying frostbite.
Oh, 68% say toe.
68% say toe to the frostbite. Then we said, I said have hardly any
no,
food.
No, Andrew and I, oh.
Oh, wow. More people said 66% said spend 4 months without any form of human companionship.
I'm in the popularness.
70% said no toilet paper. Okay. All right. And then we all said what? Patagonia?
Yeah.
79.
Yeah, I think a lot of people realize that, like, near death doesn't mean death. It just means a lot of adrenaline.
I mean, so, you could have a lot of, like, trauma afterwards, though.
Right. Okay, here we go. Next one. Fire can determine your survival in life or death situations. Would you rather be able to start a fire but have no jacket in freezing temperatures, or be equipped with multiple layers of clothing but lack the ability to start a fire? That's a good question. I kind of right off the bat want to say lack the ability to start a fire but have the multiple layers of clothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
But it depends on how long you're out there for. Like, if you're just surviving and you don't know when you're not going to be able to, like, go back to civilization, like, you don't know what's going to happen to your clothing.
True.
And how are you going to dry your clothing without a fire?
Well, you would assume that you have sunlight.
Sunlight doesn't dry your clothing if it's freezing out.
No, but you still have the light. And the sun still radiates heat regardless of whether it's cold.
I mean, I guess.
Let's see what people say. Oh, it's like almost 50-50.
Wow. 52% said lack the ability to start a fire but have the clothing. I think in the long run, the clothing is the better option.
I think in short term, it's
because
a better option.
But I
agree with AJ.
If you're freezing... No, right. Short term, fire. Long term, clothing. But if you're freezing...
Other way around. Long term, yeah. Being able to start a fire.
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, the reason behind that is long term, right? You might not have the fingers to start a fire if it's freezing.
So you don't let it die.
No, that's easier said than done.
Okay. Moving on, I guess. Next question.
A survivalist's tools are just as important as their skills and vice versa. Would you rather possess a great deal of survival knowledge but have no gear, or have all the necessary survival equipment but have no idea how to use it?
I would go with no gear and all the knowledge. That's like me by default. That's me, right?
I don't know what to say.
I'd go all gear and no idea how to use it. Because eventually, like, you just taking a saw to start a fire, like, eventually, like, you'd figure it out.
Right. All right. Let's see what people say. I'm going to click on having the equipment. Only 28% said that. Wow. I guess people don't realize that, like,
Knowledge is power.
Right, but using a sleeping bag as a tarp isn't, like, a bad thing. Right? Or using, like, carabiner as a fork. Like, I don't know. Okay.
I mean, I think you have to have some common sense. But, like, you might not know the techniques to use certain tools. But I think eventually you'd figure out the knowledge.
Let's see. In survival situations, your socks have more use than keeping your toes toasty. Would you rather use your last pair of socks as a weapon to ward off circling predators when filled with rocks, or tinder after your fire is extinguished in a rainstorm?
Oh my goodness.
We're going full David and Goliath here.
What predators could you possibly have?
Anything, right? If you don't ward off the predators, you're not going to be able to build a fire after.
If you ward off predators, they will consider you a threat and come back with possibly more.
Yeah, I mean, I think the smell of my socks would kill any predator.
I'm going to go with fire. It just seems like the more logical. Because, like, think about it, you're cold or you're wet, and eventually it could become colder. So you should have a fire to keep
it. I mean, it depends on the animal, you know? Like, Luke Skywalker killed the animal at Hoth, and he just, like, slept inside of it. That was pretty warm.
Yeah, that's true.
Bringing in the Star Wars references. 61% said they would use it as a weapon. So, AJ, touche.
They would use their last pair of socks as a weapon.
Well, I mean, you only need one sock for rocks and one for fire, so you kind of just use both.
All right, let's see. Would you rather accidentally mistake poison ivy for toilet paper or eat a rotten plantain that paralyzes you for a whole day?
What's isn't a plantain just like a banana, basically?
It's like a...
That was a question.
I think... Huh?
Isn't a plantain just like a basically a banana, but like not really?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, I'd rather eat the plantain.
Probably go with the plantain. Take
poison ivy for toilet paper.
Because for humans, you know where you use toilet paper, and you know what's close by to that area.
I just feel like
it's not.
I'm not good. Even thinking about that. I'm just thinking about the fact that the poison ivy has more long term effects. I'm okay with being paralyzed for the one day.
It sucks, but if it's only a day and there's no effects afterwards,
yeah,
I think I would go.
I would go poison ivy. I would take the fall because I feel like being paralyzed would be more painful for an entire day, like. Than just like dealing
if you're poison. Paralyzed, you don't feel anything though, right?
No, you feel
I don't stuff. Know. But
I thought like your nerves see. Like didn't.
No, you can still feel stuff, but you can't move. Like, have you ever had sleep paralysis before? It's the same thing.
No, I haven't.
Andrew's like, I get paralyzed every other week.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much. Yeah. It sucks.
All right, I'm clicking on paralyzed. 51%.
Ooh, it's 50-50, pretty much.
51% said paralyzed.
49%.
Okay. I guess the people who are 49% probably aren't allergic who have never had poison ivy before.
Yeah, I've never had poison ivy before.
Well, you're lucky. It's horrible.
All right, it's not all about the large creatures. When you're surviving in the woods, would you rather wake up one morning to find out you're covered in ticks or find yourself covered in leeches after wading through the river?
I would go with ticks.
Leeches. I'm saying leeches too, because you don't know how long those ticks have been there. But if you just wade through a river for like no more than 15 minutes, you know how long those leeches have been there approximately, and you can peel them off. And leeches are kind of good for you. They're used in medicine to suck out bad blood.
Yeah, and like the 1600s, they used leeches.
They still use them sometimes.
I'd go with the ticks.
Ticks can give you Lyme disease, bro.
Yeah.
And what if they can,
but it's not guaranteed.
No, but the thing is, you're waking up in the morning, so you don't know what time they got there. And the thing is, if they get deep enough, they can actually go into your bloodstream, and then it can be very dangerous.
Yeah. Ticks are the worst.
But
I think
I'd rather go with ticks, though.
All right.
Let's see what people say.
After seeing leeches in movies.
70% says they want the leeches.
I'm just special.
Right, last one. Patagonia is known for its relentless winds and harsh winter temperatures. Would you rather freeze alone in the dark of the night or be forced to cuddle up and share body heat with your ex? Yikes.
But if you don't have that,
I just be alone, I guess, for both options.
Could I just skip this question?
I think Aditya is the only one with this who can answer
Jesus
this.
Christ.
So,
dude, okay, well... I don't want to freeze.
Well, I guess
I don't want
to. I'm assuming neither of you want to die, so I think you'd be best way
to
live.
I would probably say the X.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say the X only because, well, one, the chances of us running into each other in the middle of the woods and under the same conditions is very low. It's like, oh, hey, you freezing your ass off too? Cool.
And he's like, yo, how'd you end up in the Patagonia?
It's been a recurring location through this entire quiz here. All right, let's
Yeah, I think it's like based off Patagonia. All right, let's see. I would rather have to cuddle up with my ex.
5%?
95%. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only guy.
Those 5% really hate their ex.
Really hate their ex, yeah.
Or, yeah.
Okay. Whew, that was a close
one. That's all the questions.
Yeah. That's it. Okay. Well, that was a quick section. And it's still, 4 episodes, 4 weeks. This is number 3. We hope you guys have enjoyed the last 2. Thank you so much for your support on the Winter Wonderland episode. Go check out our, what was the second one that we did? The Camping Gift Guide. Go check that one out. It's a blast. Thank you so much for the support. AJ and Andrew are making weird faces and things with their hands, so I'm just going to wrap up this closing. We love you guys. We'll see you next time on our next adventure for Tales of the Trails. Peace out.
Peace out.
See ya.